This is KWAI, Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dial.
Good morning and welcome to the Carol Cox Show. Beautiful day here, and thanks as always for joining in. I was just stumbling through a bunch of papers here that, and I want to let you know that I do apologize. Last week we had an extensive story on some of the activities in Waianae and some of the community leaders or members in the community. And there was a tremendous amount of interest, both on the show and as well as the website. And a couple days there, some were 3,000 visits. So in doing so, I received a great many calls and asking that some couldn't catch it all or some don't have computers, but just to let you know, I'm not going to be duplicitous, but and try to be repetitive on this. But there are a great many issues and points that were needed to be addressed, and I felt that I would revisit this subject or continue what was going on the Waianae Coast area regarding grants and some of the entities that are involved in it. And in the since Sunday, I was I'm informed that you know, I spoke about Mr. Kimo Kealii, and I don't have it in hand, but I'm told that he visited the Waianae Neighborhood Board, and these are just communications. I'm waiting to see it on a level that the information that we provided or I presented was not accurate, and that there might be a legal issue. Well, I would, again, just remind anyone that listened, to include Mr. Kealii, the information that I gave was strictly directly from emails that were provided, and that he was also presented an opportunity, or I inquired if he would have comment or afford him an opportunity to comment, and didn't, other than the negative. But one of the things that caught my eye is that, and we're going to talk about a lot, and if Mr. Berg is out there, I would encourage you to call in again if you like, but this time don't talk so fast, and let's just have a conversation and we can exchange ideas, and it's because I might be inclined to come back again and do another show if I'm interrupted in such fashion. But you remember Eric Ryan, he was on the show, and a great many of people said that, and he was fired by Tom Berg, and he was a staff member, and the allegations that he was lying and on and on and on. But now, and he wrote websites and he's posted them up, and apparently in that process Mr. Kealii was disturbed by what was written in the paper that Mr. Ryan put out. So I'm going to start it with that and just share with you. He starts off basically, Ms. Teruya, Patty Teruya, who we've talked about, supporting Berg is James Kimo Kealii, Teruya's friend and colleague on the Nanakuli Neighborhood Board, who now, and this quotes from Eric Ryan's website, now serves as Berg's fundraising chairman and who is organizing a $50 plate re-election fundraiser for Berg at Aloha Tower Marketplace in February. Well, that apparently was canceled. Kealii and Teruya both operate a nonprofit organization which have received direct financing thanks to a city program advocated by Berg. According to political observer Carol Cox of the Carol Cox Show, Berg had what he called a two-step Johnny plan to divert money to organizations that would help him get reelected and help Patty keep her job. Turns out the first step of his plan was to raise fees for golf tees, time for seniors, a quid pro quo. Anyway, now that is what Mr. Kealii, he was upset about that. And he wrote an email on December 31st, 2011, 1:38 p.m. And I'm going to take my time because a lot of the people kind of misunderstood the names, who did what last week. Not a lot, but enough to be concerned. So in this, Mr. Kealii, in this email, he says, Patty knows as well as the city, Mayor Hanneman, Ernie Martin, Jimmy Lota, Mayor Carlisle, Sam Moku, Todd Oppo, and Corporation Council, that I made sure that I dotted my I's and crossed my T's when it came to any ethics or conflicts of interest, declarations filed, and recorded regarding my role in the Waimanalo Gulch Landfill Benefits Package and Advisory Committee participation, exclamation point. And in quotes, in typical fashion, apparently I've learned to watch for these, Mr. Kealii states, bring it on. So, I guess we can title this show as Bring It On, or Bringing It On. So let's start. Now, he's acknowledged that he sat on the advisory committee that picked the grants, or was approving the grants, or screening parties, whatever their role was. I don't know the full detail. So let's just start. Now, if you got a pencil, follow this. And remember, he said that he was taking issue with Eric Rhine and had issues with the claim that he wasn't getting the money or something, wasn't diverting money to his organization. And while the term diverting may be rather strong, here's what did happen. This is off of the city and county of Honolulu's news events. This is from their main website. Mayor Hanneman announces Leawood grant recipients. Mayor Mufi Hanneman, and this is dated 2008. Mayor Mufi Hanneman today announced city grants for 32 community initiatives through the Leawood Coast Community Benefits Program, which is now in its third year. So I turn the page, and the Nanakuli High and Intermediate School, PTSA, received $77,000. So that was 2008. And who is one of the founders or main officers, incorporators of the Nanakuli High Intermediate PTSA? Mr. Kimo Kealii. So 2009, Mayor Hanneman, this again, this is straight from the city and county Honolulu record. So, you know, if you need something to take to your lawyers, I will help you steer it and provide you a copy of it. Mayor Hanneman announces Leawood Coast grants, September 21, 2009. Let's turn the page here. Nanakuli High and Intermediate School, PTSA, $65,000. Again, and to support its school community services, pride, and beautification program for students, families, and staff. Mr. James Kealii, Kimo Kealii. Then we go to 2010. Nanakuli High and Intermediate School, PTSA. These grants were awarded upon recommendation by the Leawood Coast Community Benefits Advisory Committee. This is the same committee Mr. Kaylee East sits on. The Nanakuli High Intermediate School in 2010 received $65,000. And let's go to 2011. Again, Leawood Coast Community Benefits Program, 2011 grants. These grants were awarded upon recommendation by the Leawood Coast Community Benefits Advisory Committee. Again, that's the committee Mr. Kealii sits on. So in this year, the 2011, now I'm not going to take issue and defend Eric Rhine, and that would be, I guess he can sue Eric along while he's suing me for reading public records. In 2011, an organization called Mana Mana Lima got $35,000 to implement the Future Farm Owners and Business Program, which includes an agribusiness workshop series, Plumera and Pikaki Farm Operations and Business Training, Federal, State, and Private Funding for Farmers Workshop Series and Leadership. And most of you know that Mr. James Kimo Kealii, in some instances, have spoken publicly and written that he has a Pikaki farm and raises Plumera and flowers. Again, in that same 2011, Mr. James Kimo Kealii has another organization that received a grant in 2011 for $20,000. That is the Nanakuli Alumni Association, to organize youth and community events on the Leeward Coast to promote leadership, cultural awareness, professional development, school transition, and local cohesion and interaction opportunities. $20,000. Then, his other organizations, Nanakuli High and PTSA Intermediate Organization, I had that a little backwards, they got $55,000. And that fund, the 2010-11 School Community Pride and Beautification Project, blah, blah, blah. So in that short period of time, three organizations that he is involved in, he being Mr. Kalii, received $317,000. Now, this is me cleaning these records. There may be more, and if this is inaccurate and this is there were corrections done by the city, I didn't find them, and I did some searching to make sure that it wasn't misprint, and this is what is represented on the city's official website. So $317,000 goes to organizations that is affiliated with or has Mr. Kalii has something to do with these organizations. Now, as you might understand, you see the letters when he write, he's going to take legal action because we're attacking him, and he's attacked Patty Turullo. He said she has no ethics and that he's going to expose her for what it is, and he's going to ask her to be removed off the neighborhood board and the commission, and not ask the commission or whomever. I don't know. It was so much. But now, rightfully so, some of you are going to say, well, how do you know that Mr. James Kalii is part of these organizations? Well, you know because if you just go and check the records, and I went to the DCCA business registration on April 3rd, 2012, to make sure that my listeners, who are very smart out there, leaves nothing and take nothing for granted, just because I said they want proof. And knowing that, I tasked myself with getting these documents. So let's start here. This is from the Articles of Incorporation. The name of the corporation shall be Mana Mana Lima, Inc. And the name and state and country of incorporation and the registered agent for that is Roberto Lehui Searle. And that is a relative of Mr. Kimo Kalii, I'm told. He is referred to as aunt. The name and address of each incorporator is James Wiley Kalii. So the others are Henry Keavi Makanani, who is his son, I'm told, and he refers to him as his son in various writings and speeches. The current president of that organization is Rogette Bernardino. That is a sister of Mr. Kalii. And Mr. Kalii says that, when people speak the truth or what have you, he tells them to bring it on and he's going to sue them. So I want to make sure that I'm very clear in the spoken word here today with this. And again, if you look at that, you'll see that the treasurer and director is Roberta Searle, Leilani Karina Kerr, and anyway, that's for that organization. Now, the Nanakuni Alumni Association, which is affiliated with Mr. Kalii is a part of, who received the grant from the benefits package, is it says here, James Kimo Kalii is the director. Hanale Aipolani is the AS/D director. Angelina Alita Aipolani is the secretary director. And this was as of April 1, 2011. So that's for that organization, or those two organizations, Mana Mana Lima. Now, let's go, and again, now, you know that if you're just joining, this is Mr. Kalii, who's taken issue publicly with various people, to include myself, and say that they're alleging that he steered money and got money. But I don't know if these are his words, but if he's sitting on a committee that is, in his own words that he's written, that selects the grants or the grantees, and his organizations just, I don't know, miraculously receive these grants. I don't know what would be the explanation, but and he notes that he also is worried. He always dots his I's and crosses T's and what have you when it comes to ethics and the inference of whatever. Now let's look at the Nanakuli High and Intermediate School, PTSA, Inc. That was founded, and he signs the papers February 17, 2009. The incorporator is James Kelii. The other incorporator is Darlene Noah. And the other one is Henry Makanani. Now, Natalie Kale is also a registered agent. Mapuana Tector is a director, AS, and Aulua Rosalani. So I name these people because this is what the records show. And so that there won't be, you know, if you're going to go to a neighborhood board and just go out and say that people are lying on you and you're going to sue them, I figure I want to be very succinct and very clear of what you're going to sue. You'll know what you're suing me for. I don't want you to have to struggle and wade through the confusion that you've set up for yourself. But again, last week I shared with you in a situation where the Tropic Lands and I read you an email, and I'll just briefly where he say that this is Mr. Kelii to the Tropic Lands people whom he was supporting in getting the industrial facility passed or approved or whatever, the blue spot, purple spot, pink spots. And an email to them. In closing, I have receipts. I have the receipts. Roberta, which is his aunt, who's on the neighborhood board in Waianae as an at-large member, who sits on the board of, as I just read to you, sits as one of the people identified as an agent for one of his nonprofit organizations. And Roberta gave me for buying the lunches for the children who testified on behalf of the Purple Spot supporters. And I did tell my supporters that you folks offered $20 Zippy gift cards as a token of appreciation to the Coast for WSCP map and the Purple Spot that was blown into a large visual aid in which we used during our testimonies at the hearing. And mahalo for replying to Charlita's email. And if you were to look at the papers down at the DCCA, business registration, February 13th, Charlita Mahoy, a signature authorized officer, attorney in fact, receiver trustee is the corporation hands, is a trustee for this organization. And so again, the Nanakuli High and Intermediate. Now, I hope that helped clarify so that, you know, if I don't want to have to sort through allegations of when someone's going to sue you, I want to make sure that I do my best in putting the facts out there, and then you won't have any problem stumbling over the facts. Anything else, you'll be creating it and fabricating it. But And I don't mean to sound cocky, folks. I just think that when one, the record speaks for themselves, and when there are attempts to distort, and when I've extended an invitation to this gentleman to come on the show, not that he's obligated, just because I invited him, absolutely, he can say no. And who am I? This is a radio show, and that's all it is. So I'm not going to sit here and be arrogant and cocky and say that because I invite you, you should come, and so therefore you didn't come, you're guilty. No, I'm just going to read the documents and then let the listeners. So 524-1080 is the number if you'd like to call or have any questions. And again, it might sound repetitive, but what we have here is something that needs to be addressed and need for clarification. And again, this is what is a continuation of what we were discussing last week about this matter. So one of the callers called, and he thanked me on one hand about bringing this out to the community and exposing it, and he was very happy. But then he said that I was being political because I unfairly incorporated the name of Mufi Hanneman into this mix. And I just have to say I differ with that opinion because, you see, at the time, it was Mayor Hanneman, Mufi Hanneman, who introduced this benefit package. And it was Mayor Mufi Hanneman who approved some, if not all, of the board members that on the advisory committee that picked these grantees. So therefore, it is fair to say that Mayor Mufi Hanneman is quite responsible. And so how then did he allow, when there were other organizations putting in, how does a committee person who selects some of the grants or looked at some of them end up with $317,000 from that grant package? I don't know if that's an appearance of improprieties or unethical. I don't know. I'll leave that up to you to figure that one out. But it raises a lot of questions. How then is this so-called community plan, how is it that some people get and sit there? Someone, there should have been an ethics cop or someone should have called this, either Ernie Martin. And again, now someone might call me today and say, well, why am I bringing Ernie Martin in? Because it was his responsibility at the time that he should have looked over it. And what I'm getting back is that Mr. Martin participated in actually writing some of the grants. Now, I had tried to ask questions a while back on this subject, and as you may know, that he refused to even answer some of the questions from the federal government. So who knows? I believe that there should be a criminal investigation on these dudes because it's just what it is, right? And so what do we do with this? How do we handle it? So just to give you a little more tickling the underbelly of the dragon, so to speak, and try to calm him down or tame her. On Saturday, April 14th, 2012, there on noon to 8 p.m. at the Nanakuli High and Intermediate School, there's going to be, and this is, could be construed as an advertisement for you or what have you, for this organization, there will be entertainment and activities. Join us for the relaxing Hawaiian celebration. And the supporters, there's going to be good food as usual. And again, now, some of the sponsors for this is the Pepsi, PBT Land Company. And it even says that Tom Berg, Councilman Tom Berg, is a sponsor of this. And there's going to be Kamehameha Schools with the KKID, the Hawaiian Electric, and what have you. And I spoke with PBT, and they gave him $500 to the school for this project. And so I wanted to speak to the double talk or the double speak. Now, last week I told you that Tom Berg gave back money to an employee at PVT because, in paraphrasing, he didn't want anything to do with the landfills and show that he's taking money from the landfills. And, you know, because you take money from anyone doesn't mean you're going to stoop, you become their servant. So something's interesting about this. Now, I just told you on this flyer that they have, it say, PBT Land Company is a sponsor, as well as Mr. Tom Berg. Now, am I wrong for assuming that if you go to that length, take those measures to give back money, donations, when you're strapped for cash? And in fact, just a recent, looking at the Campaign Spending Commission disclosure report, I see here that Tom Berg is this report that I have, and there may be more now. But the one that I have printed off is 3/26/2012. He's in the hole for $29,356.46. So the question is, and we're going to talk about that in the next hour, the question is, if he has a deficit, and you look at his reports and you see that he's cashing checks, but the reports don't show that, but he's cashing checks because we've proven that, the donations, and then giving the money back. But yet he's printing T-shirts and flyers and posters. Where is he getting his money from? And so what this means is that you pay, you can play. This is what the apparent policy and the practice apparently, and I can prove that it's not just apparently, that there have been instances, and I alluded to it last week, where constituents of Berg will meet with him and just so happen that then they would get a letter because they donated money or offered to donate money or support him, and he would in turn champion their cause. And I'll speak to that later, but just make a note, the pay-to-play mindset. We see it in Chicago. We see it in everywhere. But in this situation, why would Berg give back money from the PBT landfill people and then publicly participate in a fundraiser for this organization? And the Hawaiian Electric Company, the NHIS, Nanakuli High School, teachers, students, sponsors, Nanakuli Homestead Cemetery Committee, the NHIS PTSA Neighborhood Security Watch Committee, and the Councilman Tom Berg. These are all sponsors. PBT Land, D.R. Hardin, Schuler, Kamehameha Schools. Now, my question is, how and what is Mr. Berg doing sponsoring this? And is it a political campaign for Mr. Berg? And if it is, why is Mr. Berg giving money back on one hand and then publicly posting on a flyer and passing it out to basically for the entire voting block out there in Waianae or Nanakuli side to actually see this? So it's double talk, confusion. And begs the question, is this campaigning and is it legal? Is it consistent with the ethics, the rules, the state ethics commission, the campaign spending? I don't know, but if you have a $29,000 deficit, you're in the hole and you're running a re-elect campaign, where are you getting the money from? So I offer this bit for you to just look and see what the double talk, and that as voters, I think you can conclude now, and as constituents out there, that if they're this busy doing these things, and I invite you to go to the Carol Cox Show, carolcox.com, and I've put up a flyer, posted a flyer that that they have put up announcing and advertising this gathering on April 14th. And you'll see they have them married together, tied closely, so it looks as Tom Berg. He got his campaign banner, and then you see the advertisement for the Nanakuli. So, you know, just walk in the line, very tight line, the inference that he's part of this, he's doing this for the community. And remember now, I told you last week that Kimo Kealii is identified as Mr. Berg's campaign finance or what have a campaign re-elect chairman. So you can see that relationship and the way things are woven here. So what do you do? How do you handle it? It is enough to make you ask the questions, what are we doing and what do we know about our government? And if it's at that level, and we're just talking now of the neighborhood board members, you see. And if Mr. Kalee was just an individual who went out there and was successful and could walk that walk and talk that talk and get these grants, I would still ask the question, how is it that one man with three organizations involved with three, affiliated with three organizations, founding two at least, or incorporating two? And now I've also, somewhere it says that they are non-profit. But I've checked for their 990s, and I don't see any nonprofit 990s filed. And so, and I don't even see any easy forms filed. So, this is the real big issue, folks. And if you see that, if you just Google, and I might post up, you'll see that there was a hearing where he, Mr. Kalee, and at least his aunt, or who's identified, I'm told, is Roberta Searle, actually went in and testified against the PVT people and vehemently. But now here they are. They're sponsoring this program. And what happens, right? What happens with this? So I don't know and have all of the answers for you, but if I was you and the members of the voting community out there in Waianae or live there, I would ask these folks to give some better explanations. And when they come to you and say that I'm lying about this, just remind them, if you would, just for me, that while you took issue with Eric Ryan about what he said, the records won't lie. You received $317,000 for that. And so just to, while we're on this grant package, so there's a company called Enterprising Solutions. And just to give you, let's see here. Now, this is the kind of things that, under Mufi Hanneman, this is what the... Let's call it prioritization, or the lack thereof. So, Enterprising Solutions, Inc. is a company, and they received $25,000 here, and again, they received some other money, apparently. I'll have to look at the records, but a fiscal year 2011 grant, they received $25,000, and get this now. To collect information to assist small business owners and operators of lunch wagons and food trucks in complying with local laws and regulations. I don't know about you, but do you think these people need a grant to know that you need to operate first out of a certified kitchen, that you have health rules? If they're already in business, it's a little late to go out and get $25,000 to teach them what the regulations are. If they're driving a truck, it should be registered. If they're driving a car, it should be registered. If they're serving food, the people should have health certificates. So what would they be doing to organize? Call if you want to call back. You can try again. But anyway, what would that do? You see, this is the kind of craziness. Good morning. You have a comment or question? Anyway, this is the behavior that you can expect from under the watchful eye of Mr. Mufi Hanneman. And again, now there's another thing, and I'm going to bring that up later on, but there's a Westside Athletic Foundation. And please, if you can see through this foggy nonsense about picking on Mufi Hanneman and what have you, let me just submit that if you're in official capacity and you're handling OPM, I'll call it, other people's money, you should be integral in your approach and handling of their money. You should be exhibiting the greatest amount of integrity and watchful that no appearances of conflict or what have you. So the Westside Athletic Foundation, and if you look that up, you'll see there's the Westbrook family, who I'm told is relatives to Mr. Mufi Hanneman. So, and just in 2011, they received $40,000 to conduct the fourth annual 4th of July Spectacular held at Miley Beach Park, which provides a venue for small business promotion in the community and provides legal, positive, and safe way for residents in the areas to celebrate the holiday. I thought it was to this grant was all to do with making sure the community could benefit to offset, and it was specific. These grants and projects are intended to help offset burden of the Waianae Coast Bears housing only housing Oahu's only landfill, said Hanneman. I've long advocated the need for something like this above and beyond routine city funding and attention for community that has all too often in the past felt it was treated as second class. Wow. Will someone tap him on the shoulder and tell him that that is just wordsmithing? And it is he who picked the committee members. It is he who allowed them to divert money to themselves, as Eric Ryan quoted, or selecting the committee. Now, Mr. Kalee may have recused himself. I don't know. He alleges that he does. But the question is, how do you get $317,000 and you got three organizations that you are affiliated with and you're sitting there and they get three get grants in the same grant period? So this is unbelievable, the amount of money that was, and it says here the 19 nonprofit organizations and an additional $1 million to supplemental park improvements. So you, if you look for the Westside Athletic Foundation, you won't find a nonprofit status. So again, I didn't want to make it that, but I just want to share with you what you're looking at, going back to the original theme, and that is, why is it that Waianae receives the brunt of most of the problems? And I don't believe that people come here in big ships and fancy airplanes and circle the island and say, we can dump on them. We can do it because they don't. Because as I've shared with you all along, they have city council members. They have neighborhood board members. They have exactly the same things that are in place in Kahala, Hawaii Kai, North Shore. They have the same political structure. They have a senator. They have state representative. But why? And this is not to say that people in Hawaii Kai can't be co-opted and can't be bought off, or some of them or what have you. I don't know. But again, when they fly, if it is true that foreigners come here to fly over to inflict environmental injustices on these communities, at some point when they fly over, they have to land. And they are greeted by someone on that one-way in road over there, and they shake hands, and it is those someones that find their way into the pockets or favor of these individuals, as these emails will have shown. And then they commit themselves to getting the job done for these companies. The companies, as I described to you last week and showed you, the companies just write out what they want, and the willing and able-bodied people, whom I still say the neighborhood board at Nanakuli should resign, the full board, because they are all part of this problem, every single one of them, And now that this is brought out, and guess what? Not a single one of them have called to get involved. Absolutely nothing. Not outraged that they've been hoodwinked or tricked. So, in other words, you expose them. They survive it. They throw rocks at one another and call names. And in my efforts to seek out some of the truth on these issues, you'd be amazed. They want to know, some of them, when I write them a question, well, I don't want to guess who told you or who released my emails and who, I don't want to cast aspersions on your efforts, but, I suspect it's someone, and I don't want to say who it is that released these documents to you. And by the way, these are private emails and what have you, and you look at them, and it's true, folks. They are private. They listen. They don't say Honolulu.gov on them. They're dealing with, but the content and the context of them is government matter, government business. So how is it that some of these, a great many of these emails that are private are taking place during regular business hours? Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, between 8 and 5. And yet, the first thing they say is, well, I know who released them. I'm not going to ask you who released them, but it's private, and I'm thinking about suing you for having those, and you hacked into our computer and got it. And I'm going to confess here. When it comes to computers, I know how to turn them on and use the applications. I'm not smart enough to even, when I get a freeze when my computer frees up, I have to, on many occasions, ask for assistance. So while I thank you for knowing and thinking that I'm that brilliant that I can hack into something, the only hacking I would do, you get out of me on a computer, is when it goes bad, I take a hatchet and chop it up. That's the only hacking you'll see out of me, and I'm not that brilliant. So, but I love that. I mean, it's like, wow, this is getting spooky, man. You know, there's hackers and, but then when you say, well, they're hacking, but what are they hacking in for? All it is talking about, you'll see in the next hour, I'll talk about, the emails that we have for the, pay to play. Or you do me a favor and I'll give you a donation. Or, we'll pay for the t-shirts, Tom, and, wait, that's government business. Or we'll vote on the WSCP, the Waianae Sustainable Communities Plan. You see? But we're hacking. So, I submit that there should be a strong wind to blow through Waianae and clean house. That's my recommendation, that not a single person should sit around and think you're getting anything from this neighborhood board that you have. And then ask yourself, why was it split up? Good morning, caller. You have a comment or question?
I guess comment and question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand that you may have some disagreement with Tom Berg and the Team Berg, but...
Who am I talking to? Are you a Team Berg member? It sounds like you're a Team Berg member.
No.
In America, we have names, and when we ask us questions, if you're going to defend, I think it's appropriate that you let the listeners know what's your affiliation, and I think I know who you are, so go ahead.
Yeah,
who are you, sir?
I am favoring Tom Berg, but I don't...
No. Who are you, sir? If you're favoring Tom Berg, is it Mr. Cobain?
No.
What is your name? Pardon me?
My name is Dave.
Dave?
No, Dave. D-A-V-E.
Okay, and you are a supporter of Tom Berg?
Well,
okay, go for it. Yeah, welcome to the Carol Cox Show.
Well,
let it roll.
Well, I favor Tom Berg, but I don't live in his district, so I can't vote for Tom Berg.
Okay.
I think that whatever differences you have with him, I think you got to look at the other candidates that's running for his position.
What are you saying? That Tom Berg is good, and that the others I should compare those that
yeah,
group
yeah,
of people.
Yeah,
to,
yeah, what, in a way, because
can you just let me? And I don't want to sound offensive or rude to you, but there are people that are actually listening. See, people listen to this show.
Yeah,
so I want it to be clear. Don't come with some muddled message. And if you're not proud of what you think and feel, then, you know, you might as well hang up the phone. I don't want to sit here and talk in circles and chase my tail. So spit it out. Come on. Spit it out. Come on.
A message, but I can tell you that Tom Berg is, like, against the rail, and three other candidates that's running against him favors the rail.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's kind of important, because if these three other candidates get elected to the city council, you know, you're going to have a whole city council that favors rail, and, you know, it's pretty much, you know, with this rail thing, it's going to mess up our city.
So
that's what I'm concerned about.
Okay, so
we need to keep Tom Berg in office.
Well, you know, I mean, I applaud you for having the gonads to sit on radio and tell people who they need to keep in, when I'm sitting here giving you a laundry list of behaviors that is inconsistent with ethics and policy. And you're saying keep him in. So if we keep him in and we tolerate this and the utilization of his employees and what have you in campaigning, people are going to jail for that, my friend, Dave.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
what,
you know who's running against Tom Berg?
Well,
you have this guy, Mel Cahele and Alex Santiago. They're involved in the unions. I mean, they may be much worse than Tom Berg.
Well, yeah, you know, and I've always argued that's why we have recall.
But,
you know,
well,
so but I, and again, Dave, I don't want to be rude or anything and sound it, but you're welcome to call back in the next hour, and I don't want to be offensive to you. No,
okay.
Pardon me? You're more than welcome to call back, because I think it's important, and forgive me for sounding, you know, don't give a care. I do care what you're saying, but I also want to be careful and not. This isn't about what other candidates. And there's Kimberly Pine just threw her hat in the race. And if you're fair-minded about it and even-handed in your opinions, you'll note that I've spoken clearly about Kimberly Pine and her inability to be ethical, and her claims that she was being hurt by hacking. And I'm going to play a tape that I made with her of a year ago or so that talks about her ethics while she was complaining that the man was hacking her, and she was scared, the face she was putting on in the news, but in fact bragging to me that she's not scared, she's strong, she's just doing it for the Filipino people. So I'm going to play that, and I'll share with you folk that this is what it is. But let's be fair, and this is not, I'm not going to allow you to campaign for Berg, but I'll allow you to speak your mindset. But, and I will be back in a short bit, okay?
Yes, take care.
Thank you. Aloha.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. You know, sometimes, baby, I'm so carefree, with a joy that's hard to hide. And then sometimes again it seems that all I have is worry. And then you're bound to see my other side. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are I never mean to take it out on you. Life has its problems, and I get more than...
Thank you for tuning in to the Carol Cox Show, heard every Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on K108. Tune in again next time for the Carol Cox Show, right here at KWAI Honolulu. It's time for the Carol Cox Show on K108, heard every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. If you have questions for Carol, our number here is 524-1080, 524-1080.
Okay, welcome back to the Carol Cox Show, second half. You can pick this up at carol@carolcox.com, as many of thousands of you do now. And we will be featuring some other things on there. There is a young lady who I had on the show a while back, a young, 85 years old, Miss Ethel Min. And she actually has a newsletter. And I'm really impressed with what she writes. And so I'm trying to make room now on the website that and invite you to read some of her writings. And pretty impressive. Next week I'll be 59 and I marvel at she and others that are able to do what they do and how they can handle the English language so well, unlike myself. But just some of the writings is just stimulating and interesting. So I'm going to start posting that up. So look for Miss Ethel Min, the octogenarian, she calls herself, or something of that nature. But I hope to have it up. And there's a young man with the Gabriel, contemporaryphotos.com, contemporaryphotos.com. You should go there and look at some of that. And if you ever need any photographs, he's willing and able. And this is not a paid commercial. This is just something I thought I'd do. He's a good person. And if I can, contemporaryphoto.com and Gabriel. So look him up, and he does weddings and anything, and very good quality. So don't hesitate to call him, and I'll get you his number. But you could online, you can go there and pull it up. And his phone number, 284-0378, 284-0378. Not a paid commercial, so just he's a good person out there in this economy trying to make it and does good work. So anyway, Dave, you were on early, and if you like to call back in, feel free, or Mr. Berg. I do admire a couple things, and you're right. Berg, as he's against the rail. He was also against the tropic lands, as I pointed out. But on the other hand, he was also for and facilitating the Y&I Sustainable Communities Plan while it was not even on the radar of the city managing director. So they lobbied with some great force and vigor to get this Y&I Sustainable Communities Plan so that it would accompany, accommodate, or facilitate the company that he openly voted against. So you get the picture. But, you know, it's called safe politics, I guess, where if you know that there's a caucus and there's already been a decided vote, that they're going to vote for it, and you think that your constituents are looking at you and they're against it. So a wise man in politics would, what the heck, why throw himself on the sword when he can just vote against it and then quietly have his staff to go and facilitate the organization or the company or the entity that his campaign manager wishes to support. So, again, that's the way it is. And if this was private business, I would say to you, maybe I'd talk about it in passing. But keep in mind, this is government. And so it's fair play. What you do in your private life is none of my concern unless you're attacking or killing or stealing from some of us innocent people. Other than that, but when you cross that threshold and you take an oath and you say you're going to serve the people and you're entrusted with people's business, you have to walk a straight line, in my opinion. I don't know about you. Some people are more tolerant and figure, well, it's okay for take a free lunch. Okay, it's no problem. It's okay, but where does it stop, you see? And in regards, and I, this is why I don't like to engage in conversations with people like the caller Dave, because they'll call up, they'll spout, and you invite them to call back leisurely. They don't. So, you know, it's they have an agenda, and they're told, oh, you call in and defend me or what have you. And that's the way the game is working. So what I'd offer to you is that we see frequently here educators, administrators, teachers. They do great. I mean, they're educating kids. They're building the future of America. So when we catch them stealing $500,000 at Waipahu or $180,000 here at another school, or do we stop and say, well, you know, she's a good administrator, and or he's a good administrator, and what the heck, $500,000, no problem, because if we hired somebody else, they may take $600,000. Is that logical? So this is what troublesome, that's bothersome about this whole practice. It's that same mindset that
utters this, well, I don't know who ratted us out. It must be Patty Teruya who's ratting us out. It must be somebody that hacked our email. Get off of it. What you're doing is questionable practice within government. I don't care if a butterfly came by and dropped it on my desk. I'm going to read it and act on it, making sure that it's factual and true. So, you know, this is the crazy thinking that goes on in the mindset. They get in and they think it's about them. I'm against rail. Well, I'm against rail too, but I'm not going to go out there and lie to the people. I'm not going to go out there and manipulate my staff. I mean, I got emails where they're saying, well, and I'll read some of them. Well, we paying for the shirts ourselves. You can't do that. If someone is paying for anything, they have to show that at least it's an in-kind service. So imagine a guy has a friend, he's running for state office, and his friend has two airplanes, and his friend says, hey, you know, anytime, don't go buy my airline tickets to fly to Maui to campaign. Anytime you need a ride, you just let me know. I'll fire one of my planes and take you over there. That gives that party an upper hand. It creates an unlevel playing field. And so if that is allowed, at minimum, it should be reported. So I told you earlier about the pay-to-play. And I want you to watch that closely, because I believe that in the near future there will be some greater discussion on this, I'm hoping. That you, the listener, that you, the voter, that you, the taxpayer, will appreciate if things fall into place, we will be addressing this, both legally and what have you, hopefully. But I mentioned last week about marijuana and the pay-to-play. So the scenario, the scene is this. Mr. Berg had a luncheon, a campaign luncheon, at the Copper Lake Golf Course. Well, he's confirmed that his one of his office managers, I don't know what her official title is, Evelyn Souza, her husband paid for the luncheon. That's Mr. Berg confirmed that. She gave conflicting information, but it's okay. I'm not taking issue at odds with her. And present at that meeting was Mr. Westbrook and some others. And some of them, there was one issue where there was an interest in setting up a paintball business in the parks and recreation areas, somewhere in some of the parks allowing. Well, I don't have a letter that speaks to that, but what I do have, and there was some others said, well, why don't you, if you, something to the fact that if you introduce some kind of support or legislation or letter supporting dispensary, medical marijuana dispensary, and, you know, we'll help you. So someone at that meeting says this. So here, I went back and I pulled up these emails, and they were sent. One was sent by Tom Berg to Senator Josh Green on October 3rd, 2011. Now, remember, I told you they had a meeting there in October, around the 3rd. And subject, your response regarding medical marijuana dispensary. Aloha, Senator. Thanks for the quick response. That is why the bill should have an indemnification clause to protect the state and county. Well, anyway, Mr. Josh Green raised some issues by saying, be advised that this is a tricky issue. There's a rampant abuse of several states and federal government can prosecute such plans. Moreover, there are no good checks in place for prescription for people with our medical needs. Anyway, Berg had sent this out, sent a letter out, and it was good to see you at Kahi Mohala. I am crafting resolution at the Honolulu City Council level urging Hawaii State Legislature to approve of a dispensary in Oahu for medical marijuana with requisites controls that appease concerns such as no dispensary to be within 1,000 feet of a public-private school, recipients are to be of age 21 in order, on and on. Please advise Tom Berg. So, again, you pay, I'll play for you. So that's one of them, and there's the letters that goes on, and here's another. This one is about Blake Colonna, whom we talked briefly about last week. And again, I'm doing this because the listener said, you know, I understood some of it, I didn't understand, and can you clarify? So, and then given the fact that Mr. Kalii said that a great much of what we were saying was inaccurate and he was going to sue us, so I just take another stab at it to make sure that avoiding the being suggestion I'm arrogant, or I'm just saying that make things clear. I will get this done tomorrow on letterhead. This is emails from Evelyn Souza. Now, mind you, early in the first hour I talked about the private emails. And the private emails were the claim that someone hacked. But all of these communications now, here is... they're talking about campaigning for Tom Berg and getting Aloha. I would like to have someone assist Tom in getting this letter on his council letterhead, and he may make his changes, but please get me a hard signature copy as well. I appreciate your support. This is just supporting, just a supporting of this premature project. There is more to come, right? And what is that premature project? And here's a letter now, pay to play. This man gave $2,000, and I'm informed that, and I've heard it confirmed with some officials, that this letter that you're seeing here from Tom Berg. First of all, I want to congratulate you on being named the Small Business Person of the Year for the City and County of Honolulu and representing your community of Waianae. I also wanted to add that I was honored to have given a complete tour of your facility and your outstanding leadership in the business community, but also your success in handling many group and school tours of your educational farm, aquaponic, native Hawaiian plants, and therapeutic horsemanship. I recognize your outstanding vision in these most challenging economic times, but I would like to assist in my capacity to support to see the Makaha Valley riding horse trails in Upper Makaha Valley be restored and service the community island-wide. I understand that the site is a native Hawaiian cultural myth. Is in a native Hawaiian culture myth, and many could share from generations down the untold stories of this valley and the trails that many of our people rode. Now, again, pay to play. You give me some money, and I'll use the city and county letterhead, and I'll use my office to make you look good, and that carries weight, you see. So, and that's just one of a few. And so, Dave, I embraced Berg's tenacity, and I wish I'd see more of Tom Berg and others rather than these mealy-mouthed, backdoor, sneaky, give-me-some-money counsel. I'm just going to tell you the way it is. You know, you go Nestor Garcia and others. Arnie Martin, I mean... I don't know how he got in, but then I know who put him in. So that's the problem. And on and on and on. You take Ikaika Anderson. He voted for this, and with what we're the new revelations, he should be the first to speak out and say fraud. Something's wrong. So Tom Berg has qualities like all human beings have qualities. Politicians have qualities. It's what they succumb to overall in the bigger picture. So if you're morally or ethically challenged, and you can't adhere to the rules of campaign spending, and you're using your staff, and your staff is, all of this communication is going on private computers and emails during work hours. Now, some may argue, well, it was vacation days or sick days. It may have been. But the point is, there's a lot of in-kind services. Workers admitting that they pay for the T-shirts, they pay the banners, and what have you. They help design the banners. And how does that go over? Does that conform to the ethics rules, the commission, right? And so it's here's one from Celeste LaQuesta that all these shirts, she's writing to people that are to Tom Berg, and by the way, now these are all on their private emails. Okay, this was done on at 12:02 p.m. It may have been at a lunch hour, but the list of people: Kimo Kelee, Creighton Ponohiga, Philman Lee, Evelyn Souza, Tom Berg, and it says, all these shirts and banners was paid by Tom. Who the blank he think he is? That Jack blank, Eric, is the very one that wanted to charge the city for everything, and Tom stopped him, and Tom had him use the city, the CNC campaign fund, I guess. What a blank jerk. We should be making website on him. Eric Ryan, quote, Eric Ryan, dangerous to the USA, end quote. Depart him, deport him back to the black hole in the sky. I think it's called the Bermuda Triangle. Just beam him up and let the aliens take KCAE of him. Oops, maybe that's where he's from. Well, need to think of something else, LOL. This is what people managing your business is sitting around doing during work hours. So God forbid, as I told you last week, there was a, they were tossing about that they had photographs of myself and Eric Ryan in a bar fighting over who's going to pay the bill because we were so drunk. You know, this is the kind of, well, it's not true, first of all. And secondly, just to manufacture and fabricate this kind of stuff when we got issues, real issues. So while he may be against the rail, he is railing and yelling and screaming and allowing his staff and people affiliated with him to behave in a fashion that his campaign manager, you just heard me read that email, his campaign manager calls the seniors or the elders clowns. And he's supposed to be representing these people. So this whole thing is, I think there should be a cleaning of houses, so to speak, in this city office, and especially with the people there in Berg's office. I mean, it's just been plagued. If you go back and look at carolcox.com or go look at Tom Berg, the ones that Eric Ryan put out, I say to you and submit that you will sort through some of the things that Ryan states, and I'm not advocating for him, but I've checked a great many of those things. Like, for example, it was Eric Ryan who appeared on the show where we disclosed that Kimberly Pine was going to give up her seat and run for city council. And everyone went numb on that and hit the mute button and had no comment. And she had a fundraiser schedule. We disclosed all of that. And I had people saying, no, that's not true. That's not true. Well, if you listen to the Carol Cox show, you're always a year ahead of time. And this is the way the game is played. So I think, out of respect, I can converse with Berg, which is okay. But I think that we need, and I don't know what these other candidates bring to the table, but I know what you, the taxpayer, should bring to the table. You, the voter, you should demand better government, and it doesn't care who comes in if he does not act properly, vote him or her out. And be mindful of that. If it's Mel Kohele, you know, we need to vet him with his ties to the Iron Workers Union and all of the shenanigans that go on the landfill issues. Nanakuli, Waianae, and community bracing themselves for another landfill at the Miley landfill? You know, I mean, there's great effort in blocking the PVT landfill, so I have big questions about Kohele. I have big questions about Santiago. I mean, he was in office before. What did he do? You know, I mean, can we name any specific thing that he has done on behalf of the people, on behalf of the voters, other than being a good Democrat? Can we trust what Kimberly Pine, she's a teabagger, and on and on and on. And if you look at the history and some of the things we've posted up, I would say instead of voting her in, I would invite her out of government and tell her to go find, she's more of a minister and a prophet, a religious prophet than anything. She's anti-gay. She manipulates the community with her rhetoric, and that's all proof now. I've posted it up, and I stand behind what I've posted. No one is challenging for 3 years. So I would say whoever is out there, everybody has baggage, but can we weigh them and decide the quote, lesser of two evils? I don't know. But in the case of Waianae, I can tell you what you have right now. You have stagnation, you have manipulation, you have behind the scenes, and we don't know who the wizard is in this one. It was Mufi Hanneman. I see that Carlisle came in and caused a stoppage to some of the grant giving in this process, but then there are other issues that are placed in the laps of the community out there. So I don't know what to tell you when it comes to politics, but I think you can demand more. And, you know, what a subject when all those colorful Easter eggs are being hunted down today, and I'm here talking about politics. How about that? But it's important, in my opinion. But here is the kind of things that goes on behind the scenes with this regarding... I know we're all worried about the stuff on the Impeach Berg website. You all know me. I have no political agendas. And I wholeheartedly support Tom, and I pretty much came out of nowhere, and I mean nowhere. My first ever, and I mean ever, contact to info about Tom was on the Impeach Berg website when I saw the video with Stanley Chang not letting him talk, the video of him being aggressive with Sidney Quintal on the golf subsidies, and the biased news segments on the Hawaii News Now when Romick told him, quote, don't, you know what, off the legislator. And from this, yes, the Impeach Berg site, I said, I love this guy. So, you know, I mean, again, that could be the intent of Ryan, I guess, was to expose and bring to light some of these things. And some people fell in love with Tom Berg. And then that just reminds me that there are some people that go fall in love with guys that are convicted of rape, murder, and other things, and have a life sentence, and they marry the convict. So who knows? Is that politics? I don't know. I'm not saying Tom Berg is a convict, but you have many of things. And so it just goes on. These are just, I want to share with you the kinds of, this is on a daily basis during work hours, and a lot of this stuff is. And you know, and some of them occurred on weekends. And then in fact, this one occurred on weekends where it was written to these people. But how do you get in the inner circle? So, to the bikers union, it says here Cycle City and other people, their reactions was, wow, we need this type of guy in office. If he is the true American spirit, and why they wanted to meet with him, whatever, let's just relax and see if we can file a restraining order. Now, get this now. File a restraining order on the unofficial accusations that are on the website. and proceed in a positive manner. So you take a citizen who writes something about a politician, and so you get a newcomer who suggests you file a TRO, and in fact, I have a copy of that TRO. It was pursued. It was denied. Berg filed it against Ryan. And in turn, it was denied. And I think something was in there. Philman Lee or someone was representing his employee or something to the effect. And Tom, you can call in and correct me if that is inaccurate. But again, the TRO was denied. So here is a citizen who now becomes infatuated with Tom because of the negative things that were said about him. So rally around the good American spirit. And I guess from this, I don't know if it was insightful or encouraging to file a TRO. I don't know where the original intent came from, a desire to file one. But again, I say we should camp out in front of Chuck's, and I'm assuming this is Chuck Toto at the Ethics Commission office, as a demonstration of our commitment that we want to follow all ethics rules. Well, I got a suggestion for you folks. If you want to follow ethics rules, or follow the ethics rules, stop taking lunches from staff. Stop taking checks from people that you're going to go and write a letter on their behalf and call them your constituents, and it's for business development. Stop sitting there at the city office with your own private computer, laptop there, and typing on city business time talking about campaign if you want to talk about being ethical, and let a lot of this just blow over. Thin-skinned people don't need to be in government, especially in politics. So rules. And Phil, if you need help, I'll file those on my time. Now, here's a citizen that have become infatuated with Tom Berg, and he's now gotten into the mix. What kind of firewall should be in place, or should Tom Berg incorporate into his office, that citizens shouldn't come off the street and stir the muck? Because this is the people's business. But you see, it's conducive, and they lend themselves to this practice. This is the clearest example. This is where you get to roll back the first layer and see how this monster works, folks. I'm not being nitpicky. I'm using this to convey to you, when we got bigger issues, we got homeowners struggling with taxes. We got homeowners, senior citizens struggling. We got people can't get on the bus. The kids can't afford to ride the buses to school. We got homeless people, people without homes, and hungry and starving, and we're brushing people out of the parks, and they can't do this, and they can't have shopping carts. And we got people sitting here talking about filing TROs on individuals and filing ethics complaints against citizens. So in other words, if you speak out against your government, then this is what goes on behind the scenes. This is why we don't need Tom Berg in. I mean, rail or no rail. This is why the same behavior went on with Kimberly Pine. You see, the infighting. Do we have that kind of time to tolerate when we got bigger issues? You know, and they go on. I know tomorrow's a New Year's Day, but if we can, we should meet and go over the PR strategies. Evelyn and Celeste, let me know if you are confirmed tomorrow with Tom to meet at 3 p.m. Now, that would have been a Sunday, I guess, because this was done on a Saturday. And here's another one. Just to give you insight, Evelyn Souza is writing to Celeste and others. Newsflash, Berg's gross misconduct adding up. This is regarding the arrogant, including twice giving job assistance. Wow, Celeste, we all know what these capital letters are all about. I agree. There must be an end to the ridiculousness of harassment put upon all of us now with publications of our pictures. And so they're worried about, they go to a function and you get the pictures, and it's they'll put them on TV, and that's all good. But if you take that same picture in their official capacity, it becomes private, and they become offended. Thin-skinned people should not be in government, and they should not be making decisions for you. But in this case, it's for them, nothing to do with us. And imagine if you get, like any little weed, if you see it sprout up, it's a cute, innocent sprout. But as days go on, it gets its taproot in, folks, and it gets situated. Then it becomes an ugly little weed, and in a couple more months, it becomes an ugly little tree, and by about a year or so, it becomes something that broke your pipes. So this is government. Not quite that way, but things are not going to flow well. And this is the kinds of things, and I'm hoping you're angered, those that wrote these, and I'm hoping that you continue on your path of worrying about who ratted you out. Because I'm going to tell you something. I love talking about the people abusing the privileges and the trust of public. Really. I love that. I mean, it just feels good. I feel like I'm doing something. You know, when I was in the Army, I felt like I was protecting my country, and I felt all that good, and I still do that. And then now, what I really feel good about is that to be able to bring these things to you and say, look at this. It's all about the country. It's all about good people. But when weevils invade the wheat, you end up having to throw the whole bucket of wheat out or whatever you store it in. So here's another one for Tom Berg and the use of his staff, his campaign. Now, this is to on a Thursday, December 29th, and that may have been a holiday, folks. I didn't bother to check it's a holiday, but it's about the staff and the in-kind services. And it's two other the citizen who want to get out there and fight for him, and his Kimo Kelii. And it says, wow, 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 new shirt design logo is in. Wow, if quality and the color we want, wow, go for it. Do not have the funds to print all. Can we do it in two allotments? Well, I don't see any report showing that he paid for any T-shirts. What would the screen setup be cost? Need them, bog on shirts, BOG, just so long as the design does not get swallowed up in the armpits. Thanks, Tom. So, here, my guy does them for $1. These are the shirts. Oh, I got the shirts. Let me know if I should call him. Lee Cobian. This is a citizen doing this. Now, he may be a campaign worker, but if you got a deficit of $29,000 in the hole in your campaign funding, a negative, where are you getting your money from? And if you're not showing that you had two checks that you got, you cashed, but they're not reported, and you didn't register them, where are you getting your money from to buy these shirts, even if they were 50 cent a piece? But like I said, the others say, you know, and to go on now, and you heard Evelyn Souza, and I, God bless her soul, good person, but folks, this is government. I mean, I just tell you where it is. If I saw them, I'd hand them a flower and tell them I love them, but this is government. And from Evelyn Souza to Tom Berg and his little village, new shirt design and logo is in. As per our conversation this morning, Franklin suggested that we print our own at one shot, as Lee had mentioned. But that may not be something everyone is up to doing with the time constraints and legalities. In the meantime, he's left the conceptual design in Waipahu, and we'll have our guy take a look at it and get the price. And should have the money figured by morning, 10 a.m. Now, they may have an explanation for this, so I don't know. So far, we have $3 per shirt with no silk screen. But I'm reading this just to show you. While he's advocating against the rail, what else is he doing? And what else is his staff doing? And it's something that we need to be forever reminded of. And so I'm going to share something with you as well, that while this whole process is, you know, we haven't heard any public statements about Berg and Ryan and what have you, because, you know, Corporation Counsel told him probably cool his jets and don't subject the city to any lawsuits or make the case that Eric Ryan had filed or was going to file any better or stronger. But what I have here is an email that from Tom Berg, December 31st, 2011, to his village and his workers. That photo of Patty and I at PBT was on my own camera and not published. He downloaded it and is using it without permission. It was work-related and never meant for publication and was not previously published. Get him, Phil. Wow. Now imagine that. Now, Tom Berg is up at PBT landfill taking a picture, and he said that it was work-related. Well, what work does Mr. Berg do? He's a city councilman for that district, right? So if he's up there doing and taking pictures with his private camera and it's work-related, let's see here. Maybe it's public information. Maybe he was going to use it in something or in his presentation, but it was public business. But remember now, obviously it was public business, and it speaks well of him that he could put his own personal feelings aside, because remember, he don't want any money from PVT. He give back the check to PVT, but he's up there moaning and groaning now that Eric has taken a picture that he took while working as a city councilman at PVT. You see the double talk and the nonsense. I'm not going to say they own drugs, but they sure act like people that own drugs. So sue me. But I just say to you, this is the people's business, folks. You got to get better. You can't continue to do this. The rail may come and the rail may go, but we don't need this, I know. This is Tom Berg writes this email to Evelyn Souza and the rest of his village. My response, and this is newsflash, Berg's gross misconduct, and is responding to Eric Ryan's website posting. And he's saying, now, this is between themselves now, and I'm sure Eric Ryan will be happy to hear this and get a copy of this. My response is this, and you can use it too. So he's incorporating words and have put them together so that his staff can respond and disseminate and go on the attack on Eric Ryan while there's an existing case, but he's not officially and formally supposed to speak about it because there's an existing case. Eric Ryan is a former disgruntled employee, quoting Tom Ryan, who, when he worked for Berg, was also fired from representing numerous other elected officials for maintaining their websites and refusing to give these elected officials their passwords for their websites until State Representative Kim Pine forked over thousands of dollars to Ryan in Ryan's extortion scheme. And it goes on and on and on. But this is what he has given his staff to disseminate. So while you go and you shake their hands and they're smiling and you think, wow, they look so healthy and calm and relaxed and they must eat milk and honey every day because these are good people. This reminds me of the show. I don't watch it, but I see sometimes across the screen is wolves and hyenas and vampires and people sucking blood and eating one another and biting one another and shooting one another. This reminds me of that. And then they go on and say, this is what ran. There I vent it. I have moved on and letting the rule of law chew him up. I am not engaging in this, just emailing this to you guys to let you know. I will not let Ryan push my buttons. Really? I'm at peace because I have done nothing wrong. And hell, if I will let a good person like Patty, who is a great asset to our community, get burned and thrown aside, and rather swoop her up, use her skills and service for what positive reward she brings about the greater good. Excuse me, but bleep, 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 that Ryan, and ignore him. He is a crazy and owns a gun. He truly scares me. to be the next Xerox killer. Stay away from him. This is our city councilman, folks. This is what, but he vote against the rail. And he votes for other things. And if you buy that, let me tell you something. He has no money. He can't campaign. He's desperate. He's destitute. He will try anything. Even the Japanese trash, he was out doing a news piece on that. And if you're smart enough, you'll know that what's going on with that is that if I can get my face out there, then people will remember that. They're not going to look at the substance of what it is that I was talking about. You see? So all behind the scenes, ladies and gentlemen, and again, this is where we go with this. And I'm going to post up something. And I'm back and forth with this, but with the Tom Berg, please keep your eyes and ears and be watchful of the pay-to-play events. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised, I hope, in the very near future on these issues. And just, you know, this is from the, I said, nonprofit and with the Westbrook family or the Douglas Westbrook, but see, he's not named in the program on the list. It's the family, the wife. But here, under the West Side Athletics, this is some of the rules that are required. Public service activities, such projects, eligibility, see criteria below. All programs and service must be targeted for the and are restricted to communities and individuals from Makakilo, Kalailoa, Kapolei, Honokahaihale, Nanaki Gardens, Kolina, Nanakuli, Maile. And it says that they need not-for-profit organization or association chartered or otherwise authorized to do business in the state of the charitable purposes, for charitable purposes. Well, that is what the public, the community is out there raising that question and raising that issue with them. So, again, I suspect that what I would do, and there was a recent introduction about agribusiness, and if you take that agribusiness that was, I think Berg introduced it, about the blue spot and the purple spot or whatever, it stands to benefit his campaign chairman. So if you work with me, you'll get paid and you'll get special favors. I'll support you on getting benefit package money, the people's money. If you work with me and you help me make T-shirts and help me farm out that and help me stay in office, you can have a job. And so the use of this, and I think that most of the candidates that are competing with Berg should ask these questions and ask them. And I've asked the Ethics Commission, City Ethics Commission, about this Nanakuli High matter with the intermediate. And the monies, and who gets the money, and where does it go, and what have you. But I think that I've laid it out for you and sharing with you and that community out there. Now it's up to you to incorporate this in your thinking or dismiss it all as being just a guy who sits on Sunday mornings and just spouts, and that's good too, you know. And so just that if this continues, just remember, the TV screen is only so big, and so as you tolerate this, the longer you tolerate it, the bigger your tears become, and the bigger and the larger your problems are exponentially. So just remember, there's only so much room in the newspaper to print about how you have environmental injustice, environmental racism, and how it's all being projected on you. And if you can't act on this or start to incorporate this and use some of this, if not all, to decide who you put in office and who you have representing you, don't complain about the people that fly in on the big jets, come in on the fancy boats, or come in with the big business or the big blank check. Because you have a say, you have a control. Tomorrow morning you can tell Berg that he is not the tip of the iceberg. He is just an individual who has squandered his opportunity and violated and breached the trust of the people. That's what you can tell him. This is not the tip of the iceberg. You've known this all along. It's just one of the many who have come, represented you. They came to do good and is doing very well. They have nice homes. The kids go to private schools. And you're struggling to pay your next water bill. So something to think about. And I hope that you, across the board, you use and incorporate a great bit of this in your voting. And I just in closing, one little thing, and, you know, my favorite leader here that I just love so dearly is former Mayor Mufi Hanneman, failed candidate, governor candidate, gubernatorial candidate Mufi Hanneman, head of the hotels. And I saw a letter to the editor or something saying they were proud to endorse him, the hotel union. Give me a break. I mean, of course you are. You think that you're going to have your leader and you're not going to support him? I mean, he did some good things for you. He put David Tenoy in office and let David block the gate and let the developers do whatever the heck they please. You think he didn't get a good job for that? Let's not kid ourselves. And so, anyway, a while back, and we broke the story back in 2010 where he, Mufi went back to Pittsburgh on a junket. It was a fundraiser, but it wasn't a fundraiser because the questions were too severe. But I checked the State Campaign Spending Commission's website, and for the report on 2008 to 2010, the first preliminary primary, January 1 to June 30th, 2010, if you recall, he went back there on June 9th, and he was back there for a while, and so here's the problem. He said that the flight to and from D.C. to Pittsburgh on U.S. Airways was paid for by the campaign. But if you go and look at the actual campaign reports, I don't see anything that reports or reflects that he had any transaction or paid any airfare for that event during that time. So did he use city money to pay for that? Now, I have a receipt from Panda, but I'm just telling you, unless I overlooked it, and I'm always willing to accept if you see it different and find it on the website, but I don't see it. May 3rd was Hawaiian Telecom is the only thing that was there, and that's what it said it was paid. And then I look at June 9th. I don't see anything, but I do see where he indicate he reports that he stayed at the William Penn Hotel on that 530 William Penn place in Pittsburgh, 6910. But I don't see anything, any airfare where he flew or anything. So anyway, the Panda receipt doesn't show that. But next week I'll be talking with you again, and I thank all of you for joining in. And hope you find all of the eggs, and I hope that you found a nugget in today's conversation with you. So I'll see you next Sunday.
It's gonna be like dying, Bogey, Daddy deep inside me. But when he comes.
Thank you for tuning in to the Carol Cox Show. Heard every Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on K108. Tune in again next time for the Carol Cox Show right here at KWAI Honolulu.